Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 30 December 2024. I mean, folks, we're down to the wire for another year going. And a lot of things happened this year. Everybody's lives personally and internationally, it happened. And who knows what the future holds? I don't. Maybe you do, but I don't know that I want to know. But nonetheless, I have several announcements to make, but I'm not going to make those until after I interview our guest tonight. We're going to talk to Milan Vulovic. We're going to talk about his great product, the Hebo Tea. I want to know about that and more news about that. I truly do. But the situation is, there's so many announcements I want to make. I don't want to tie his time up with the announcements. I want to give you an update on my grandsons, the ones that were burned, and one very, very severely. And a couple of other things I want to bring to your attention, too. So please bear with us. We're going to go and get started in tonight's broadcast, talking to Milan. And, folks, I want to welcome you to the program tonight. And this will be my last live broadcast for this year. If you don't mind, I'm going to take the next two nights off because starting next week, back into every night for how many months without any breaks. And I just want to spend a couple of nights just me and the family, maybe a son come over and visit, or just me and Marsha Jean together, spend the evening together. I do enjoy that. I really do. We stay so busy sometimes that we forget to take time to enjoy those we're with. And I say this all the time, folks. When you're with somebody, be with them. You may never see them again on this earth alive. So take time to be with them. And I mean that. You never know what's going to happen. My grandson proved that. But anyway, let's go to our guest, Milan Vulovic. We're going to discuss his product, Hebo Tea, that I have had so many testimonies written to me, called to me, what the product's done for people. And I'm to tell you the truth, folks, I was a little skeptical when I first heard about the product. I really was. I mean, yeah, I was. I heard so many things about so many different products. I'm not saying they weren't necessarily good products, but the very few of them lived up to the promises and the expectations. This one has. Not for me, no, not just for me, but for many, many people. And I like to have products on the program that I believe in, that I know will do the job. That's why I only have a couple of sponsors. Milan's a sponsor. Numana Foods a sponsor because I know the quality of the product. We don't have many sponsors here. And Melody Caesar, bless her heart, is a sponsor. She's paid for the shortwave time. And by the way, that frequency will change starting Wednesday night. Wednesday night, the 8 o'clock program that's live right now will be going to a new frequency. We'll be leaving 6115. And going to 7520. Remember that, 7520. The 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time rebroadcast will go from 3215 to 4.840. 4.840. Mark that down or forget that. We don't want to lose you. Now let's go to our guest. Milan, are you there?
I am. Good evening, Pastor, and good evening to the listeners.
It's good to have you, my friend. It really is, and I mean that. You know, you have been a faithful sponsor and a guy that I've enjoyed working with. You got a good personality. It seems like you really care for the people and the product that you supply for them. I can tell that your heart's in it, and that means a lot to me personally, because I don't want to have somebody on the program that is selling snake oil, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, there's nothing that lifts our day and our whole week more than hearing back from a customer of Tahibo Tea and telling us their successes that they've had. And we urge people to call us to tell us about their experiences with the tea, because it's really the only way we can help more people. And so not a week goes by that somebody isn't calling with truly miraculous recovery: bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it. And now a day goes by that somebody doesn't call them with some type of success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it.
It's true. Very true. And I know we have new listeners tonight. I don't want to take up the whole program going through a whole complete biography again, but give the folks a very quick update of who you are and how you discovered and brought into this country Tahibo Tea.
Yeah, absolutely. The tea saved my father's life from colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas in 1998. He was being treated at the Houston Medical Center, and they called me one day and they said, "Hey, listen, there's nothing more that we can do for you, Dad. He's got maybe 2 months to live. You need to put your father's affairs in order." So I started planning the funeral. And started calling friends and family and said, "Hey, listen, if you want to see Dad, you might want to come and see him now." And I told them the reason why. And so people started coming over to the house and saying they're paying their respects to my dad. And this one family came and they brought the tea with them. And they said, "This tea healed our brother from cancer." So I'm looking at these people like the Martians or something. What the heck? I mean, my father's getting treated at the Houston Medical Center. Nobody's saying anything except for plan a funeral. And these people are telling me that the tea might help. But I'm polite to the people, of course, since they came to pay their respects. And after they left, my dad figured, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyway. Well, miraculously enough, he had a scheduled CAT scan a couple of months later after he started drinking the tea, and they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find any cancer anymore. And so they said to my dad, they said, "Listen, there's something wrong with our machine because the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick." Now, you know, you don't have to be a doctor to see somebody who's a picture of their stomach and you see a half a brick in there, you know that's not an organ. So anyway, and they go, "But the hospital next door," because the Houston Medical Center has four hospitals right next door to each other. They go, "But the hospital next door, they also have a CAT scan machine. Walk on over there. We'll phone them so you don't have to drink the contrast dye again next week and come back when ours is fixed, and they'll take a picture." They take a picture, and they couldn't find any cancer either. And my dad's been cancer-free now for over 26 years. 2 months ago, he turned 92 years old. And you won't believe this, what I just got him for Christmas. I got him a new lawnmower for Christmas because he mows my lawn. And, you know, I'd be embarrassed about it, you know, some type of elderly abuse, you know, if he didn't enjoy doing it. And, you know, it wasn't good for him. So it's been a blessing in my family's life. And then after, in my father's miraculous recovery, I was buying the tea where I could find it, when I could find it. And unfortunately, here in this country, you can't buy real anything almost. And so I got upset about this, you know, with the poor quality available at the Whole Foods, the health foods, the supermarkets, let alone the knockoffs that are sold on Amazon.com, and went on a rant about it. And one of my friends happens to be an importer, ironically, of indigenous alcohol from South America for the Costco stores. So he says to me, "You know, I'm in Brazil every 6 months because we bring back 60 containers of rum from Brazil for the Costco stores. And if you want, next time I go down, you know, come down with me. We'll hire a guide. We'll go into the rainforest until we find the tribes that know how to harvest the tea, and they'll harvest it for you, and you'll have all the pure Pau D'Arco Tahibo tea you could ever want." And so that's what we did, and that's how the Tahibo Tea Club got started. And so the Tivo Tea Club is the manufacturer of the tea. We do everything from getting it harvested to putting on ocean-bound containers, bringing the ocean-bound containers here to our warehouse in Los Angeles, and then shipping directly to customers. And the only processing that we do is we sun-dry the tea. So you're getting the purest product available anywhere on the planet, which is important because you want to give yourself an opportunity for success. And so that's how the Tejibo Tea Club got started. And it keeps growing. And I have to tell you that two-thirds of our sales are to repeat customers and to customers that are referred by other customers. So we know the quality of the product is impeccable. And when you do call the Tejibo Tea Club, you do get us. You're not going to get a call center in some third world country that won't understand what you're asking or what you're saying. And all of my staff is knowledgeable about the tea. They all drink the tea. They all talk to thousands of customers about the tea. They've heard thousands of testimonials about the tea. And in order to give us a call, all you need to do to give the Tejibo Tea Club a call is dial 818-610-8088, or you can reach us online, and our internet is tejiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky part is spelling Tejibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E, B like boy, O. So the first word is Tejibo, which is the name of the tree that the tea comes from. And then continue without no dots, no spaces, with the word T-T-E-A, and then the word club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is tejiboteaclub.com. And our telephone number is 818-610-8088. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. And you will get a live human being that works for the Tejibo Tea Club when you call. In the meantime, I forgot to mention that tonight's show is a live listener call-in show. And the phone number to call in with your questions or your testimonials with regards to your use of Tejibo or your experiences, the live listener call-in for tonight's show is 844-769-2944. One more time, that live listener call-in number is 844-769-2944.
You know, and I mean, what folks can say, he told us like it is, just straight up and down. We could talk about this, his experience bringing in the country for hours, but that's not it, right? It is important, but it's not the important issue tonight. The important issue tonight is you all and everybody listening. And I think you agree with this, Mylon. I have people call me about the product quite often when I'm in the office, and they are just so thrilled to get to talk to you and know who you are and use the product. But I think you agree, too, that our audience is some of the nicest people in the world, aren't they?
Absolutely. This, you know, the people that call us to order or to ask questions really are the most wonderful people in the world because they're trying to help themselves. They're trying to help their family. They're trying to help their community in a way that God intended. And so it's beautiful to hear from the listeners and our customers. And when you do call the Tejibo Tea Club, if you'd like to speak to me directly, just ask for me. My name is Mylon. But if you forget my name, all you have to do is ask for the supervisor, and they'll put you through to me, and I'll be happy to talk to you.
And, folks, the line's open right now for your testimony. Some of you ought to use the product. And if you call before, that's fine. We don't mind because we have new listeners all the time need to hear this. People use it for their animals, and it actually healed their animals' problems. Now, this is the truth. People that's used it for their own use, for the family use, for ailments in the body, it has helped. If you want to call tonight, even though you may call before, we'd love to hear from you at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Go ahead and fill the lines up and let's talk to who wants to call and talk to us and share their thoughts with us, folks. It's important. Because the product hurts, helps. I mean, it helps tremendously. And having a sponsor like Mylon with the character and the integrity he's had with the product is an honor to us also. It is. It helps keep the lights on here. It does. More than that, he's an honest man telling the truth. Let's start first with Steve in Colorado. Steve, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting ready for some colder weather here in Colorado.
Yeah, we are here, too, in West Virginia. It's supposed to get really cold next week. To tell you the truth, I'd like to be able to afford to go to the Florida Keys and rent one of those yachts for a couple of months. But it's not going to happen. So, anyway.
that would be nice. Well, I just want to wish everyone...
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, first of all, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I wanted to give a testimonial just because my family's been through a lot of medical issues, like with my wife and spine fusions and disc replacements, and my youngest daughter has had two open heart surgeries. So it's kind of the more tools you have in your toolbox for an ailment, the easier it is. So I called to Hebo T. It's been about 6 weeks ago. My daughter had pneumonia, and she'd had it for quite a while. It was going on like 3 weeks. She wasn't able to kick her cough, and it was starting to get worse. And so she's never been on antibiotics. So we kind of bit the bullet and went into the doctor, and they diagnosed her. But she still didn't want to go on antibiotics, and it was getting worse. And so as a dad, I kind of was up in the air about, you know, do I give her antibiotics and mess with her gut biome and all that, or do I try something else until if it doesn't work, then we go the antibiotics route. But so I called the Hebo and asked about nebulizing to Hebo T. And because my daughters have had asthma in the past, and they do albuterol treatments with a nebulizer. And he said that he felt like that would be fine and it could be done. And I tell you what, we started nebulizing the Tahibo tea. And within about 2 days, her cough was at least 75% lessened. And within 5 days of nebulizing the Tahibo tea, her cough was gone. And
now, Steve, I still only interrupt you, but your daughter was having trouble with asthma, you say?
Well, no. I mean, my youngest daughter, has had bouts with asthma in the past. But
right.
My oldest daughter, she was the one who was more healthy and had never been on antibiotics. But we had used a nebulizer in the past to administer albuterol treatments. So I thought, why not use a nebulizer to get the Tahibo tea directly to her lungs rather than drink it? And that's what we did.
That daughter had a pneumonia, correct?
She did, yeah. She was diagnosed.
Sure. So that was, she had pneumonia.
And 2 days she was already feeling better.
Well, it took about 3 days, and we finally noticed that her cough was about 75% less. Like, it didn't hurt anymore. She wasn't coughing nearly as much. And like I said, within the 5 days, it was completely gone.
Wow, and then we continued.
Yeah, like I said, you know, the more tools you have in your toolbox to fight sickness and you know, bad health. So I know maybe there are some parents out there that their kiddos have, you know, a chronic cough or something that they just can't get rid of with, like, you know, pharmaceutical puffers and, you know, all these different pharmaceuticals that they want you to take. And I just feel like Tahibo tea has been something that we keep in our house that helps us with just about everything you can think of. So that's why I wanted to call in.
That's phenomenal. It really. And by the way, what part of Colorado do you live in?
We live in Loveland, Colorado, so Loveland. We're northern Colorado.
I have a son who lives in Colorado Springs. That's why I was asking. But
Stephen, when you and I have spoken previously also, didn't you mention something about your dog and his teeth and bacteria and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So she has actually, we love our animals, but dental care is pretty expensive, unfortunately. And she has an abscessed tooth right now, as a matter of fact. And so if we give her, we have her drink Tahibo tea, and it keeps that abscessed tooth, it fights that bacteria so that she doesn't have these swell-ups.
Wow.
We went on vacation just right before Christmas, and we didn't tell our neighbor to continue the Tahibo tea, and she just gave her water. And when we got back 5 days after we had left, we got home to our Basset Hound, and her abscessed tooth had, it looks like she got punched in the side of the face. And so we took her into the vet, and we did put her on antibiotics to really stamp it down. But prior to that, we were always having her on Tahibo tea, and it kept that abscessed tooth at bay. And she drinks it. That's all she drinks. And it really helps her breath, too, with her teeth issues.
Well, Nambala, would you say that's because it purifies the blood? Is that what helps infection?
Well, what it does is it gets rid of the bacteria. And so that's also why, as Stephen had mentioned, with regards to the dog having better breath, because it's the bacteria that's causing the bad breath, and the tea is getting rid of the bacteria. So, for example, when somebody has a tooth infection, they go to the dentist. Dentist says, here's the antibiotics, take them for 2 weeks, and, make sure, even though you're going to feel good after like 1 or 2 days, make sure you finish the whole pill bottle. And same thing with the Tahibo. If you have a tooth infection and you drink the Tahibo tea for 2 weeks, you'll get rid of the tooth infection just like you would with the antibiotics, and you won't have to take the antibiotics because the tea's getting rid of the bacteria. And, after 1 day, you get relief from pain, but it hasn't knocked out enough bacteria, so it does take 10 days to 14 days to knock out all the bacteria. And that's why it's so good for healthy people, too, because let's face it, I mean, we've all got, the bacteria and stuff all over the place. And that way, that's why people that drink Tahibo regularly very, very rarely ever get a cold or the flu or anything like that. I can't tell you when the last time was that I caught the flu or the cold.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Wow.
Now,
what a testimony, Steve.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So
Steve,
just
go
another.
Ahead.
Oh, I was just saying. So that's just another tool for parents out there, for kiddos or themselves, that you can nebulize it and get it directly to the lungs, and it made all the difference for our oldest daughter. So
now, Stephen, you've always got the tea on hand in the house, but I think you mentioned when I talked to you previously that you also keep at least 3 bags of the tea in a survival kit.
We do. Yeah, we do. I mean, we're not like hardcore preppers or anything like that, but we keep water and food and for, emergencies. And Tahibo tea is definitely in our upstairs medicine coat, where I keep bandages and hydrogen peroxide. And we have 2 bags of Tahibo tea in there so that if anything ever, God forbid, goes down where we're not able to get medical care or something, then we have it. It's that important to me and my family. It is.
Absolutely.
What a great testimony.
Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. God bless you, your family, and let's hope that 2025 is happy and healthy and for everyone, because like you said when you came on first, You know, there's so many ailments that people can get, everything from issues with the bones, with the discs, with, you know, whatever the case is. So anytime we can make ourselves a little bit healthier, or a lot healthier, that's always a great thing. So best of wishes to you.
Thank you, Steve.
You too. God bless everybody.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Wow, good testimony. I got to ask you a question, Molly. You seem like you know a lot about the tea. I mean, about everything you know about that. Have you learned that just from testimonies, or have you studied what it does and sharing from scientific readings you've done? Or how do you know all the answers like that? I mean, that's phenomenal what you know about the tea.
Well, both. One, I do learn from my customers. And two, when they bring up issues that I'm not familiar with, I do look them up. And now everybody's these days thinks they're a research scientist because they've got two thumbs and a cell phone and they're researching on their cell phone. But what they have to understand is that 99% of the websites on the Internet are just junk. So if they want to research Tahibo and get real scientific research, what they need to do is go to a website that's run by the NIH, the National Institute of Health, and it's called pubmed.org. So P-U-B, like short for publish, and then M-E-D, like short for medical. So pubmed.org, and it's on, and it'll take you to a page on the NIH website. And there is where scientists post their scientific studies on everything that you could possibly imagine. So there are at least 1,000 scientific studies by scientists on Tahibo, and it tells you what their specific research was. So whether they're researching diabetes or a certain type of cancer or an infection or whatever it is. And the reason that the scientists are doing these studies is because they're trying to make the tea into a drug. Now, the problem for them is that the tea has 20 active elements in it, and those elements work synergistically. Now, Big Pharma has enough money to be able to split up all those elements and extrapolate them individually. The problem is that without the other elements to work synergistically, they don't work properly. So that's why there's no Tahibo pill yet, or drug, or whatever the case is. Because we actually supply the tea to two big pharmaceutical companies. And the only good thing about that is that when I have a real serious question, I can call the head research doctor, and he'll tell me what's going on.
Oh, hang with the break. That's interesting. We'll discuss it more at the break. And folks, phone line's open. We'd love to hear from you tonight. I mean that. 844-769-2944. About 10 till, I'm going to take a break and let our guests go, and I'm going to fill you in on what's grandsons and a lot more. So y'all hang in there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back again, and this is, of course, a live broadcast. The lines are open, 844-769-2944. Open for testimonies. I know people that are listening that do have testimonies. I'd love to hear your information. I truly would. If you share it before, folks, we always have new people coming on board to listen to the program, and we hope that somewhere out there tonight we're blessing somebody with the information, and they're going to call and talk to Mylan, ask him questions. And, folks, if you get the team don't like it, it won't cost you a dime. Send it back to him. If it doesn't work, what you want to do, you can always send it back. Mylan is not here to force someone you then say it's too bad, you're going, he's not that kind of guy. If you want to call and talk to him and ask questions about the team, you try it out, you're not satisfied, just send it back to him. That's the kind of fellow he is. That's why he's sponsoring this program. I have to really trust someone to back him and endorse him on this broadcast. I've been doing this March, Mylan. It'll make me 32 years in radio this coming March, 32 years. And by the grace of God, people have donated and bought our products to pay for this airtime for 32 years. And I don't intend to harm anybody intentionally by bringing on a sponsor that I don't trust. I don't think the products are worthwhile. I would never do that, never have done that. Matter of fact, I insist before I bring somebody on that I want to see the product, I want to hear about it, I want to read about it, because it's only right to the people that put their faith in us as perhaps a brother in Christ and a pastor that we do the right thing to try to get the right information to them. And before we go to the next caller, we got another caller online, so hang on, caller, get with him. You mentioned that this is on the NIH. They do research this product. And you mentioned that the pharmaceuticals actually buy them from you, a couple of them are. And what do they do with it?
Calculate each individual element. And they know that this element works well for cancer, this element works well for infection, this one for bacteria, whatever the case is, and they're hoping to make it into a drug. Now, their problem is that when you split up the elements like that, they don't work properly because they're not synergistically attached to the other elements that they need. So it's kind of like a real simple explanation would be if you took a table salt, and you had enough money, which they do, you separate it into the two active elements, sodium and chloride, and you separate those two. Well, neither sodium nor chloride by itself is table salt. They have to be together. And same thing with the tea, so that's why they're doing it. Now, the beneficial part for us is that we have access to, and so do all the listeners. If you go to pubmed.org, you have access to the NIH's repository of all of these incredible studies, scientific studies, going, you know, we did this and it did that. We did this, did that. And you can see, you know, all of the things that that T specifically works for, which is, you know, a lot of different things. And you can see it from a reputable source. Now, mind you, that reputable source is trying to make a drug, but nonetheless, at least you know that the elements of the T work.
Wow. So, that is quite an endorsement, because generally the pharmaceutical companies are not for natural healing elements, because they don't make money off of those. But
no,
you've got
no.
something here they can't change around enough to patent to make money off of. So this is a wonderful thing. I mean, that in itself should convince people how potent this product is, because they're trying to copy it. That should give them an idea how potent this product is. Wow.
Exactly.
Well, let's go to Danielle in Ohio. Let's talk to Danielle. Danielle, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. I heard you on the Tower of Prophecy last night.
Oh, yes. Okay, with Jerry. He's a fine guy. I enjoy Jerry. I do.
And I don't always agree with everything he says. I don't agree with everybody all of the time, but it was good to hear you on there.
Thank you.
I'm going to get to the point, though, on the Paul D'Arco or the Tehebo tea.
Okay.
Because I've been trying, not your particular stripe of that, I've been trying to get deals on other kinds, and I've been buying raw Paul D'Arco bark and putting it in a coffee grinder and preparing it in a stainless steel pan and having that, but I'm curious why yours is better, and particularly, as I'm a little bit, I mean, I'm a novice, I've been trying to have this every day, actually, for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And what is your tea the inner bark? What does it look like? And how does it come? How do you prepare it and so forth? If you could go into that, I would appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the reason that I started the Tehebo Tea Club was because I got frustrated, as I mentioned, with the poor quality that's available here in the United States. And we are the only manufacturer. In other words, anybody else that you buy any of their product, they're a distributor for somebody, and they're not manufacturing it themselves like we are. But nonetheless, what happens is this tree never gets sick, never gets infected, never gets infested. And the highest potency of tea is made from the xylem and the phloem. The xylem and the phloem in a tree are its veins and arteries. And the reason that you want to harvest the veins and the arteries is because they, of course, bring the nutrients to the rest of this incredible tree. So that's where you're going to get the highest potency. And the xylem and the phloem, the veins and the arteries of the tree, reside just inside the outer bark. And so you can make tea from any part of the tree. But you're not going to get the same quality and the same efficacy level as you do if you only harvest the inner bark. Now, the other thing that's important also is that the trees have to be mature trees, 40 years old or more. And also, you know, ours comes from the rainforest because of the ozone layer there in the rainforest. So it's kind of like growing grapes. You can grow grapes anywhere, but, you know, the highest quality grapes are going to come from where? Places like the Napa Valley, the Bordeaux region in France, from Italy, that sort of places, because their climate and their soil are the best and therefore produce the highest quality. So when you buy ours, you do actually get the highest quality available anywhere on the planet. And the way that we package ours is we package ours all in one-pound packages. So it's kind of like buying a one-pound bag of coffee. The bag is a little bit bigger than a one-pound bag of coffee because tea, of course, is lighter by volume than coffee is. But nonetheless, same idea. And it's the raw, threaded inner bark of the Tehebo tree. And so I get the question oftentimes, can I just put it in in hot water and steep it for 5 minutes. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the Tahibo Poudiarco product that's on the market here in the United States, and if you run down to Whole Foods, you can find some over there by a huge company called Traditional Medicinals. And they make everything from chamomile tea to oolong tea to Tahibo tea. And their Tahibo tea comes in a tea bag. If you cut it open, you'll see it's junk. But then, notwithstanding, whether you start out with good quality or bad quality Tahibo, it's made from wood. And they tell you to take their tea bag and soak it for 5 minutes like you would a bag of leaf tea. Well, what are you going to get out of wood if you soak it for 5 minutes? Nothing, unless you're soaking wood, you know, to barbecue with, right? So even though we call our product tea, what you actually make when you prepare it properly is a decoction. And a decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to do when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. Now, the proper preparation directions are printed on all our packaging, as well as in the informational literature that we include with every order that tells all about the beneficial properties of the tea, its uses, and its proper preparation direction. But I'll tell you how easy it is to make a decoction properly, so you won't have to think that you're going to need to go get a degree in physics in order to make the tea. It's kind of like cooking spaghetti. All you do is take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in 1 tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high boil for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and simmer for an additional 15 minutes. So the total cooking time is 20 minutes. Turn it off, you're done. Now, since the tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at one time. You can leave the tea in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days at room temperature. You can put the tea in the fridge. It'll stay good for 8 days in the fridge, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or ice. It has no contraindications, so you can take it on an empty stomach, on a full stomach, with medicine, with supplements, and it has no caffeine, so you can literally drink it all day, all night. So someone who just wants better health, just needs to drink good tea consistently and regularly, let's say a couple of cups a day. Now, so
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't the high boil... aren't you going to lose some of the nutrients in the steam?
No. The steam, though, does have efficacy. The steam does have effectiveness, but unless you high boil it, you won't extrapolate the molecules of the effective properties out of it. So it has to be high boil.
Yeah, but you said to put it into the high boil for 5 minutes and then reduce the heat.
Yeah.
Now, do you cover it while you're high boiling it?
You can if you want to, but you don't have to. It's a good idea to cover it because you lose less beverage to evaporation. So
okay.
I do cover mine, but it's not necessary. So let's say, for example, you're making a pot, you know, of 20 cups. If you don't cover it, you're going to end up with 17 cups of tea rather than 20. If you do cover it, you're going to end up with 19 cups of tea because less will evaporate.
Now, what about taking the inner bark and putting it in like a coffee grinder and turning it into a powder before you boil it? Is that a better idea?
It doesn't increase the efficacy of the tea, and it just creates more work because you still need to prepare it using the boiling process to make a decoction.
No, but doesn't it make it more concentrated? And also, another question I have is, it is a bark, so and I've gotten some of that. I got a splinter. I'm crushing that up with my fingers one day. So I wonder, is it important to separate that bark from the liquid, and can that bark itself become problematic if you swallow it to get stuck and irritate the lining of the colon or the stomach or whatever?
Yeah, now, with our product, you shouldn't have to press anything. I mean, it should be like small 1-inch pieces of straw, let's say. And so with our product, you can, you know, just pinch it with your hands or use a tablespoon to ladle it out into the pot. But So you really don't need to do any of that to get a splinter. But you're right. You see, because this tree never gets sick, never gets infected or infested, the wood from this wood tree is the very hardest wood in the world. I mean, it's almost twice as hard as the next hardest wood that we know of. So from that standpoint, you're absolutely right. If you're consuming the tea itself, the bark, it can potentially cause problems. But, you know, the thing is this, is that, you know, it's just like consuming your coffee grinds. You don't consume them, so you shouldn't be consuming the spent tea either.
Now, what is the color of this? What is it supposed to look like?
Well, there are 100 species of Tahibo trees. The most potent ones have a purple rose color. The flowers do. But there are 100 species, so they've got Tahibo trees with yellow flowers. They've got Tahibo trees with different kinds of flowers. But the species is what's important. And in our case, we only harvest the Tabebuia avenidea species, which a lot of people don't even believe exists anymore. And you see, this species grows to be 100 feet tall, and we only harvest trees that are 40 years old or more. So to get, you know, the highest efficacy.
Well, sir, I'm gonna let you continue. Those are my main questions. Pastor Butch, I'm praying for your son.
Thank you.
Are what the body produces to heal damaged tissue after traumatic injuries, and you can buy nucleotides very inexpensively. And if you're not already doing that, I would highly recommend that could speed up the healing processes of the skin and damaged tissue. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
She's a very well-informed lady. I like those questions. She really got to some deep topics there. She really did. Folks, lines open, 844-769-2944. I mean, those kind of questions will keep you on your toes, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing is that, you know, I've talked to so many customers that, you know, I'll usually know the answers to the questions. But if not, I'll research them and, you know, call the people back the next day. Now, one of the things I wanted to say was with regards to orders to Canada, because I know that your listeners also listen from Canada because we get orders from Canada. And right now there's a postal strike in Canada. And so
I think the strike ended, but you still can't ship from here up there. Our postal service still want to ship to Canada, but I think the strike ended about a week or so ago. I have a picture up there that I've been supporting that said the strike is over, but the U.S. has not started mail to them yet. I don't know why, but that's just what's happening.
No, they haven't, because I know that our computers, which are hooked up to the U.S. Post Office, won't accept orders from Canada. And so, but yep. In the meantime, we still can ship to Canada. We just ship UPS rather than the Post Office. So if there are listeners in Canada, they can't order online by themselves. But they can call us Monday through Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. And our telephone number at our office is 818-610-8088. And we can ship to you using UPS. And now we ship, you know, every day. All the packages that go to Canada are going to UPS, and they're arriving successfully. So anyone that is listening from Canada and that, you know, goes to our website and says, I can't order because it won't give me any shipping, that's the reason, as Pastor Butch mentioned, the strike may be finished, but the U.S. Post Office is still not delivering to Canada.
Mile, I want to thank you. Join me tonight again, and God willing, I'll talk to you next year.
Well, we don't have long to go, Pastor, so I think we're going to make it. But you're absolutely right. It's been an honor being on your program for the past year. It's been an honor speaking to your listeners for the past year, and I wish all of your listeners and your congregation, you and your family, a happy, healthy, and successful new year.
Thank you, my friend. We'll be in touch, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless y'all. God bless you. Wow. Good program. Good calls. I enjoyed those. Now, I told you I was going to do some announcements. I'm going to get the smaller ones out of the way first, if you don't mind. Hopefully, we're going to have church this weekend. We'll do it even if it's going to be remote. I want y'all to know that. I won't be on the air anymore this week. We're going to have Bible study. I hope I can be there, but they're calling for really cold weather. Snow, I'm not sure yet, but cold, yes. So you can join us if you like, and I hope you will, folks. You can watch us live as we do it at PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. And look in the Rumble, great big red letters right on the homepage, you'll see Rumble. Click on that 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there will be. Now, Jenna, just Phil and I back and forth sharing, but we always have phone lines open if you want to call and talk to us. As usual, even if I'm not there in person, I'm there by doing the Zoom, and I'm there trying to do our best to cover the Christian Worldview news and a teaching also. So join us by going to PastorBush.com, clicking on Rumble, or calling on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to connect to this and to what we're teaching and talking about and join us. And we're going, and again, folks, Thursday, we're back in the office again, hopefully 4:00. Chris will be here Thursday taking calls, placing orders, filling orders. I'll be here Thursday 9:00 Eastern, so don't forget that. I said I won't be here on Wednesday night to remind you of it, but join us Thursday. Give us a call Thursday in the office. Any questions you have for me or Crystal can help you with, you want to give a donation, whatever, we'd appreciate that. You can call the office tomorrow and order what you want to. We're going to offer 3 books this month that are very, very important witnessing books. You can call the office at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, folks, it will save us money if you'll call us through our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And we have a new person answering the phone for us every day that we're not in the office. Crystal Daughter is helping us out. We can no longer really afford to pay a full-time answering service. But she answers, or if she doesn't, she'll call you back right away and take your orders, answer questions. Please feel free to call the office anytime you want to, and I mean that. And the 3 books we're offering this month, folks, that are so vitally important. If you have people that are mixed up in other, I'll call them religions. I won't call them the Christian faith because they're not. And they're religions. And they're religions of work and really messed up doctrine. And I'm not apologizing for saying that. I mean messed up doctrine. Not biblical at all. If you want a book on how to witness to your Catholic friends, we have it. If you want a book on how to witness to your Jehovah Witness friends, we have it. If you have a book on the witness to Mormon friends, we have that also. And folks, I'm not telling you a lie. I will never do that. These books would educate you on how to answer questions and make points. Ask them questions they really can't answer with any validity because they can't base on the real Word of God. It's not the Book of Mormons, and it's not the Catholic sacraments. It's not that. All 3 books delivered to your door, $39.95, delivered to your door, okay? If you buy them one at a time, they're $12.50 apiece. But put them all 3 together, $39.95, delivered to your door. What a powerful, powerful tool to have on hand. And if you care about your friends and family that you'll witness to, if you have Catholic friends, Mormon friends, or Jehovah's Witness friends, or all of them combined, these books, I've read them, and I appreciate them. They're not real big books. You can read one, and if you could stay with it for probably a maximum couple hours to understand what's going on. I hope you'll take advantage of that. I truly, truly do. But the best I can do is offer. That's all I can do. And don't forget the frequency change starting on the 1st. Very important change on that. Any questions, call the office Thursday. I'm glad to answer all the questions I can about that. And I'm going to mention this and get to the family. Every year, donations this time of year really slow down. And I know why. I know why. I don't do Christmas. I know it's pagan. I don't do it any longer. I really don't. I don't participate in it. A lot of people do. I'm not throwing stones at you at all. But the funds dry up pretty quickly. And Denise, one helps pay bills here, does the bookwork for us, said we are getting low. I'm just mentioning it, folks. You know, I ain't mentioning it now for a couple months because I haven't had to. But we need some donations to get us in next year. Please, if you can help us, that's all I'm going to say about that. Now to our family situation. Our youngest grandson was in the explosion in my oldest grandson's apartment. Is doing okay health-wise. His hands and face are healing pretty nicely. He had second-degree burns. His biggest problem now is, I guess you would call PTSD. I mean, he's having, after seeing his brother literally catch on fire and burn, he's having a hard time getting over that and sleeping at night a little bit and feeling guilty because his older brother's helping him with the science project when it happened. His name is Ryan, and we're still asking if you would send cards to Ryan and Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, Dylan. And I hope you'll do that. If you need the address, I'll be glad to give it to you. Just ask Colmar and ask Faith or call us Thursday to give it to you. If you can send a card, a get well card, a thank you card, a prayer card, or whatever, please do so. And our oldest grandson, Dylan, 23 years old, had third-degree burns over 50% of his body. He's still in serious, unstable condition as we speak in a burn center in Aurora, California, or Colorado, one of the best in the world. They're available. Every day they have to dress his wounds and take off dead skin and try to fight infection. It's very, very, very painful. And pain medicine doesn't even knock the pain that much. Even when he's asleep, sometimes you'll still cry out with pain. Now, this is actual fact. My grandson is in very serious condition. I don't need to tell you how much I love my grandson. He's my grandson. And I feel for the family, for my son and his wife, are really having a hard time going through this, obviously, as any parent would be that cares for the child. But please keep dealing in your prayers. They're hopefully going to start, if they start today or tomorrow, I haven't heard anything today yet, we're going to try to graft his good skin and take off some of the cadaver skin, trying to graft on good skin if they can. Now, folks, he's got a long ways to go. He's young and strong. That's true. Or he wouldn't be here right now. But please, please keep in your prayers. Please. He flew all the way out here from Colorado to spend time with me during deer season, wanted to get a buck deer. And finally saw one, he got sick and somebody couldn't shoot it. So, you know, he's a young man that I really enjoyed since he's a little boy coming to stay with me and Mama about all summer long. So, please keep Dylan around in your prayers and the family if you don't mind. And I don't know much about anything else as far as people can contact him different ways, but it's online. I'm not real good at that. But if you want to send a card, if you'll call and get the address, we'll get glad to be proud to give you the address, send a card and tell me thinking of him, praying for him. And it's Dylan and Ryan. And I just want to thank you all for the care you've shown, for the phone calls they get, for the love that you've really, truly expressed to us and our family. I'm so honored to be here with you all, to be called your brother in Christ and maybe a pastor and a friend. By grace of God, I'll see you in the office Thursday. Next two nights will be rebroadcast. Have a good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.